There are a lot of lessons we can learn from Scripture that are seemingly not about birth at all, and yet the lessons learned can be applied. Tonight, in our evening worship, we talked about something that is not new here on this podcast. I've told you these things, and I've warned you about these things before, but I want to show it to you from a different angle so maybe you'll realize how real it is. Because obviously the lesson we had in church tonight was not about birth. It was something from the scriptures, from the teachings of Jesus, that will help you to see the reality of how easy it can be to fall when you're not set on the right things. So let's dive in. Are you a Christian woman yearning for a beautiful, joyful pregnancy and birth with a focus on God, not medical tests? Are you worried the birth you want isn't possible and you're tired of being treated like an accident waiting to happen? Hey mama, I'm Lori, host of Your Birth, God's Way. I'm a certified nurse midwife now, but I wasn't always. After working for nearly 20 years in the broken maternity system, I too was in your shoes wondering how I could have the birth I wanted and that I felt God meant for me to have. I found a secret that has actually been known since the beginning of time. God's way is the best way. Spoiler alert, God made us and our babies, and He knows us best. He designed us perfectly for pregnancy, birth, and nourishing our babies after birth, if we work with His design and not against it. In this podcast, you'll learn how to be healthy and have joy during this time of life that will be over before you know it. So if you're ready to reclaim your birth and your babies for His glory, go turn on a few episodes of Bluey for that little one on your hip so you can put the focus back on you for a few minutes with me. You guys, it's my favorite time. It's review time. This week, the review is coming from someone with a screen name, Useful Brokenness. She says, I have just about made it my life's mission to simply not learn anything about pregnancy, birth, or children in general. I just have always told myself, I'm just an animal person. I could not be a mom. Well, suffice it to say, God has softened my heart. I have surrendered that decision to Him and have now turned to wanting to learn what a godly pregnancy, birth, and parenting looks like. I had a close friend who had a home birth within the last year, and it went so well. It was her first child. I was just in awe that someone could do something like that. She prepared in so many ways, and I wanted to learn more about it. So I typed in Christian podcasts about pregnancy and came across this wonderful resource. Everything Lori was talking about was what I had been hearing my friend talk about with her journey. It has been so eye-opening and has given me so much peace and knowledge in an area where I have purposefully avoided learning anything. I'm so glad I came in having that blank slate because I truly just want what God wants for my life in every area. The medical world is so confusing and feels so complicated. How amazing it is to have something like this at our fingertips to inform us and allow us to make decisions for ourselves and not just follow what the doctors say. I am not expecting a child yet, but simply opening up that door to allow God to move in whatever way He sees fit for my husband and I. But if the time does come, I will go into it with peace and confidence instead of fear and unknown. Thank you, Lori, for sharing your wisdom through the lens of Scripture and your relationship with God. What a blessing, and what a blessing you are to whoever took the time to write that beautiful review. It encourages me so much, and I ask you this each week, but if somehow you are the one who has not left me a review yet, would you please just hit pause, go leave me a quick 5-star written review over on Apple Podcasts. Like I said last week, if you don't have an iPhone or a Mac or anything like that, that's fine. Somebody you know does. Go grab theirs, leave a review on there. And the only reason it matters where you leave it is because that's the one that tends to pull the most other mamas like you. So that's the one that helps the most. But if you can't, it's okay. You can leave it on whatever platform that you use. This is just the one that I know I'll see and I know other moms will see. But thank you to everyone who has left a review, and thank you to this awesome mom-to-be someday who took the time to leave me this review today. Thank you, thank you, thank you. You guys are the wind beneath my wings. You are the gas in my tank. You are all that keeps me going. So just thank you, and please, I mean it. If you haven't left me a review, I promise I read every single one. As you can tell, I read you one every week, and it really, really does help me. Okay. So on to today's topic. You know, we like to think that things that we hear in life don't apply to us, that they're always about everybody else, right? It's never us. We like to think we're above becoming the people that were talked about in the parables. We like to think that that's not us, right? But see, Scripture teaches that we need to be very, very careful, or we might become the thing that we say we'll never be. To start, I just want to say that recently a friend, and this is part of why I decided to do this show, recently a friend who is a doula told me a story about a mom that she was caring for who has this beautiful birth plan all written out. It's full of all of her birth wishes. She was very dedicated to going natural from jump. But her provider has scared her into thinking that if she isn't induced at 39 weeks, that the terrible things are going to happen to her up to and including her baby dying. So guess what? You know, she's abandoning ship. She thinks that she'll still have a natural birth. And I honestly really hope that she will. But we all know what the likelihood is of that happening when you go in at 39 weeks for your first baby, trying to make labor happen when obviously labor isn't ready or it would already be happening. And y'all, she is seeing a midwife. I need you to hear that. She's seeing a midwife. This is a cautionary tale, because what someone has after their name and what you've written in your birth plan ultimately mean nothing if the provider baits and switches on you and you fall for it, because then everything is out the window. You've got to spend a lot of time investing in making the right decision for who you hire to attend your birth. Now, her doula is trying to get her to see what's coming and to understand the reality of it. But because her provider is telling her the opposite, she's not listening, because she doesn't think she'll fall into the trap. And yet, she already has. So with that being said, tonight at our evening worship, our lesson was about drifting. The dangers of drifting from the faith and the dangers of thinking that you won't drift, that you're not the one that's going to happen to. It's about how when you let your guard down, thinking it'll not happen to you, how you can open yourself up to it actually happening to you. Now, part of his lesson came from the 8th chapter of Luke. So I want to read this to you and make an application to birth, even though obviously this parable was not written about birth. Okay, so just understand that I am not saying that this parable is about birth. I'm saying that there is a lesson in it that we can apply to birth. So if you want to go grab your Bible and read along with me, I'm reading from the New King James Version, and I'm reading in the 8th chapter of Luke, starting in the 4th verse. And when a great multitude had gathered, and they had come to him from every city, he spoke by a parable. A sower went out to sow his seed, and as he sowed, some fell by the wayside, and it was trampled down, and the birds of the air devoured it. Some fell on rock, and as soon as it sprang up, it withered away because it lacked moisture. And some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprang up with it and choked it. But others fell on good ground, sprang up, and yielded a crop 100-fold. When he had said these things, he cried, "He who has ears to hear, let him hear." Then his disciples asked him, saying, "What does this parable mean?" And he said, "To you it has been given to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God, but to the rest it is given in parables, that seeing they may not see, and hearing they may not understand." Now the parable is this: the seed is the word of God. Those by the wayside are the ones who hear. Then the devil comes and takes away the word out of their hearts, lest they should believe and be saved. But the ones on the rock are those who, when they hear, receive the word with joy, and these have no root, who believe for a while, and in time of temptation fall away. Now the ones that fell among thorns are those who, when they have heard, go out and are choked with cares, riches, and pleasures of life, and bring no fruit to maturity. But the ones that fell on the good ground are those who, having heard the word, with a noble and good heart, keep it and bear fruit with patience. So after reading this scripture, our preacher made an illustration. He said, think of a big, huge tree, maybe in your yard or maybe in someone else's yard, somewhere that you've been before. That's just huge. And you never, ever would have thought that it could fall because it's so big and so deeply rooted. But after a few days of exposure to the elements of things like rain, the soil gets really soft, and the rain comes and the rain comes and the rain comes. The exposure to these elements softens up those roots so much that a relatively small wind can uproot that tree and knock it to the ground. You ever driven by a tree like that? Maybe after a storm's come through and you can see this huge root ball and you think, how did that happen? That tree was so big. That storm didn't seem that bad. How did that thing fall over? So what's the lesson here? Even the biggest, strongest things can fall when they are exposed to the elements. This parable is, of course, about the dangers of thinking that you won't ever be pulled away from the faith, but because you're overconfident, it ends up happening because the cares of the world choke your faith like they choke the plant that sprung up among the thorns. The plants don't know that the thorns only exist to poke things and to choke them out and to hurt them. That's the only reason they exist. Those plants thought they could live there. That tree that was so big, that had such deep roots, when exposed to the elements, which you can think of the elements as the negativity in our birth world, eventually they soften that tree up, and that tree can be intimidated and scared into thinking, I can't do this, and it just falls over. Are you seeing what the parallels I'm drawing here, I hope? I hope I'm making them clear. But in birth, this is the moms who jump in with 2 feet. They are all in for natural birth, but they think that they can still dabble in the medical world, not realizing that the medical world, the thorns, the medical world exists to perpetuate itself and to maintain its own system. They write out their perfect birth plan and they find them a few people to support them, but they still choose a provider known for medicalizing birth, or maybe not known for that, but if they would have asked the right questions, they would have seen their true philosophies pretty easy. And they pick this person thinking that they will be the one, that mom is going to be the one who manages to make it through the system intact, that nothing that happens to everybody is going to happen to them somehow. They think they're going to one that's going to manage to survive it all. When I say survive, I don't mean stay alive. I mean to get out having their exact birth plan, despite the fact they are existing in a system that hates their birth plan and hates that they even have one. But then their medicalized provider that they hired ends up doing exactly what medicalized providers do. They are then intimidated by fear and their desire to have a birth like God intended them to have is choked out by the cares of the system that isn't working for them. It never was designed to work for them, and it works against them, and they fall. They may have fallen before they ever even walked through the doors because they got scared, and their roots that they thought they had in their birth plan and in their support system can't hold them up because they've just been softened too much by the fear and the intimidation that, I'm telling you, it exists, it is real, and it will get the strongest of moms if they are not extremely prepared. And that's because when you are pregnant, as I talked about in a previous podcast, you're very vulnerable. I know you don't want to hear that. Just like I said at the beginning, you don't want to hear that parables are about you. You don't want to think that you're vulnerable. You want to think you're tough and strong. And maybe you are. But I'll tell you that I have seen people, moms, who thought that they were the one that would never fall. And they do, because of how vulnerable they are to the suggestion that they could be causing harm to their baby, even when what's being suggested is based on lies. So what's the lesson? Do not think that you can play with fire and not get burned. Don't think you're the one strong enough to make the system not be the system. Understand the immense importance of researching and making a good choice up front on who you will hire to attend your birth. Understand the immense importance of breaking away from that system, if at all possible, because the system is the system, and it only knows how to be the system. Understand that you must be prepared, and I would love to be a part of your journey to becoming prepared. I offer a full-scope, comprehensive childbirth education course that will fully prepare you to give birth the way God intended and to not fall. The course consists of 8 modules and over 20 hours of instruction, all from a biblical perspective taught by me. I am a midwife who used to be the labor and delivery nurse over on the dark side, who was the system. But then I escaped when I saw the light of how beautiful birth can be and how messed up it can be when a system that doesn't understand birth, doesn't respect birth, doesn't appreciate birth, when that system tries to control something that you really can't control. I saw that light and I came out of it, and now I've seen it all on the other side. So I offer a perspective that most people out there can't, because most people are either all medical or they're all natural and they haven't been both sides. I've lived and existed in both. I understand the system in a way that most don't, because I was the system. But now I'm so against the system that I drove 5 hours to have my first baby in a friend's foyer to avoid the system. That's how much I understood it. That's how much I knew I didn't want to be a part of it. I hopped in a car with my mom because my husband couldn't leave work at that time with me not even being in labor. And I just went and hung out at my friend's house till I had my baby. I mean, I was so dead set on becoming the next statistic that that's what I was willing to do. So I tell you that to tell you I have come a long way, but I also understand what I came from, and I understand what I'm in now, and I understand the difference, and I understand how to guide you around all of that so that you don't become the next statistic. So inside my course, I teach you all that you need to know, like the mindset that you need to succeed, how to choose who you're going to hire for your to attend your birth, where you're going to have your birth. We talk about nutrition in depth. I'm talking about in depth, in the depth that you need to prevent things like preeclampsia and other things that will cause you to not be considered what the system calls low risk, so that you can have the birth that you want. Because if you don't stay in that low risk category, the system will just go ahead and bump you into that high risk category, and all of a sudden all your choices and all your options are gone. So we talk a lot about how to stay in that low risk group. Now, I hate that term. You know I hate that term. But I'm using it just so that you understand, you know, what I'm talking about within, again, this system. We talk about prenatal exercise. We talk about labor progression, how that all works. We go in depth into relaxation techniques that you can use leading up to labor and then during labor. We talk about labs and testing and treatments, all that stuff that you need to understand so that you can weave your way through all the things that will be offered to you. We talk about the interventions that they're going to offer and how to know if you need them. We talk about postpartum care. We talk about taking care of your baby once your baby's here. We talk about all the things that they're going to want to do to you and to your baby right after birth, and how to decide what you want, what to consent to, and what you don't want. We go really in depth about establishing a good, solid breastfeeding relationship and then how to maintain it, and so much more. This is not a course where you're going to give away your mind control through things like hypnosis or submitting to the system that does not care for you. It's not that at all. Rather, this is a course to inform, empower, and prepare you to labor naturally the way that God designed you to do. And as a bonus, you're going to get course workbooks for each module. You're going to get audio and video versions of the course content. So if you don't have the time to just sit and watch the video, you can listen while you're doing the things you need to do through your day. You're going to get relaxation audio tracks to use before and during birth to help you maintain that mindset that you need to give birth naturally. You're going to get prenatal, labor, and postpartum affirmation cards. And the best part is that you're going to get access to monthly live question and answer sessions with me, where you'll get to meet other moms who are just like you, and you'll get to ask me your questions and get them answered live. So don't wait any longer. I've been telling you about this course for a few weeks now, or actually longer than that. And yet I know some of you, for some reason, just haven't made that decision. You haven't made that leap, but I want you to get started today. Head over to go.yourbirthgodsway.com/course to get signed up. That link's a little bit different than it used to be. The old one still works, but this is just a new one as I'm transitioning to a new website. So you can go check out either one. If it's an old link, that's fine. If you want to go to this one, that's fine. It's the same destination. And this is the exciting part. So the first 5 people that sign up this week will also get a free copy of my brand new ebook called Working with God's Design During Labor. This is a handbook to keep close during labor for your husband or your support person, your mom, your doula, whomever. And inside of this book, there are suggestions for things to do, things to say, things not to say, positions to use during labor, all kinds of guides and thought points and things to suggest to your support team, so that they can understand how to help you best work with God's design as your labor is going on. Now, that offer is only good this week, okay? So from the day that this publishes, which is March 19th, I think, until March 24th, or until that 5th book has been claimed, whichever comes first. So don't wait and miss out. I'm excited to see who is ready to have their birth God's way. So go get signed up now and claim your free copy of my brand new ebook called Working with God's Design During Labor. This is the only way you can get that book right now. So don't miss out. Go grab it now. Then meet me right back here next week for a brand new episode. Real quick, if today's episode blessed you in any way, would you head over to Apple Podcasts and leave me a quick 5-star written review? It'll take you less than a minute, but it's the best thank you can give me, and it will help my show to reach more mamas just like you, so we can all find God's best for our families. I'll see you right back here in a few days.